Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Father, we call upon your mighty name. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief in our lives, O God. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives, O God. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we remove all leaven and malice and wickedness from our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, or the sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We command all devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our ministry in the name of Jesus. Let every hidden snare, oh God, let every hidden snare, oh God, for our feet be exposed. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence today. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in. We honor you. You are almighty. You are omnipotent. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless your name today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Well, good afternoon today. This is the Bible study, midweek Bible study. Thank you all for joining us. We are so grateful that the Most High God led you here with us. We are grateful. So we thank God for everything that he's done and everything he's about to do. He's powerful, powerful Father God. So we thank God for everything that he's done, everything he's about to do on our behalf. He's doing great things in us. He's doing great things in us. He knows our name. He knows who we are. He knows everything about us. Nothing is secret from our God. Not one thing is secret from our God. So today, we give our God glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And we are thankful for you as well. Get your Bibles ready. You know what Bibles are? It's the basic instruction before leaving earth. B-I-B-L-E is the basic instructions before leaving earth. So, Father, open our spiritual ears and eyes that we might hear and understand your word, that we might know, oh God, who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you today for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We thank you for everything that you're going to do today. And we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are a faithful Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for being so faithful to us. Even when we're not faithful to you, you are faithful to us. So we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you for what you've done already. We thank you for what you're about to do on our behalf. Oh, you continually do great things for us. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can call on your mighty holy name. Oh, not just when we are in trouble, but every day. Well, we have with us Esther Hawkins from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise this afternoon. Good afternoon, Esther. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Are we ready for you to sing?
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Amen, amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen.
Thank
Praise
you so
God.
Much. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
amen. Well, we have someone else from Louisiana, Glory Dean Charlotte. She's from the Metairie, Louisiana area. We thank God for you, too. Glory Dean, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Praise God. What a beautiful day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got to keep trusting in the Lord till we die. What are you going to sing, Glory Dean, and play?
I had it in mind. I just sang that. I shall not be moved.
Okay.
I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like a bee that's planted by the water. I
God be moved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep, we're going to have the deep roots, like the tree that's planted by the waters. Deep roots. We're not going to be moved. Yep, we're not going to be moved because God is planting us deep. So I thank God we're going to trust in the Lord till we die. Hallelujah. Well, it's time for our affirmation. We have new affirmations today. So get ready to say the affirmation. Everybody can repeat after me. All right. So Esther and I are going to be participating together. She's going to say the scriptures, and you don't have to say the scriptures, but you can just say the affirmation after me. All right, repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
Promise me.
When I am old age.
When I'm old age.
He will carry me.
You will carry me.
Bear me.
Bear me.
Bear me.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
And he does.
And he does.
I receive this promise.
I receive this promise.
All right.
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 4. And it reads, and even to your old age I am he, and even to hoary hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Second affirmation. Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
Promise me.
Now that I'm older.
Now that I'm older.
And gray-headed. He would not forsake me.
He would not forsake me.
I will show his strength.
I will show his strength.
To the generations to come.
To the generations to come.
And his power. That is to come. All right, to everyone that is to come, please forgive me.
To everyone that is to come.
I receive this promise now. All right, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 71, verses 17 and 18. Oh God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Amen.
Amen. All right.
How also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Amen.
Amen. All right.
That was verse 17 and 18.
All right. Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
Promise me.
When we were young. We had more strength. But our beauty. As we age. Is our gray hair. I receive this promise. Okay, Esther.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of all men is the gray head. Amen.
Amen.
All right, repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
That my hoary head.
That my hoary head.
Is a crown.
Is a crown.
Of glory.
Of glory.
Of glory. Of glory.
Because I am righteous.
Because I
am
righteous.
Righteous.
I receive this promise.
I receive this promise now. Okay. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Amen.
Amen. All right. Repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me
that I will bring
more fruit
develop rapidly
be successful
even in my old age. All right.
No.
Okay.
Even in my old age.
All right. Thank you, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 92, verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. Next promise. God promised me.
God promised me.
Because I kept his commandments.
Because I kept his commandments.
I will have long life.
I will have long life.
And peace.
And peace.
I receive this promise now.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Amen.
Amen. All right. Repeat after me. I'm sorry, Esther, what scripture did you just read?
Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 2.
Okay, good. Repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
Life.
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 And salvation.
And salvation.
I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
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 All right, repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
Many years. And from the time I was younger. Until this present time. Father God. Has never forsaken me. For I am righteous. And my children's children. Have never been hungry. I receive this promise now.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat
Amen.
After me. God promised me.
God promised me.
When my conversation.
When my conversation.
Is without desiring.
Is without desiring.
What belongs.
What belongs.
To someone else.
To someone else.
Being content.
Being content.
With what belongs.
With what belongs.
To me. He will never leave me.
He will never leave me.
Nor forsake me. I receive this promise now.
Promise now. From the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For ye have said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. All right. Did anyone have difficulty reading from Genesis this week? Genesis 7th chapter.
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't get a chance to read it.
Okay, yeah, I know you have your grandchildren all day. But we'll, you know what I do sometimes? I just pull it up on my phone and listen to it. When I'm really busy, I pull it up on the phone and listen to it. All right, so we have Stephanie with us this afternoon. She's going to read Genesis chapter 7, verse 1 through 24. So get your Bibles out. Please turn to Genesis 7. She's going to be reading in just a moment. Genesis chapter 7.
Good afternoon, everyone. To God be the glory.
Hold on. One second, baby. Hold on. Wait. Does everybody have Genesis 7? Hold on, Stephanie. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Esther, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Genesis 7.
And
the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast shalt thou take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him unto the ark because of the waters of the flood.
Can I stop you a minute, Sister Stephanie?
Yes,
when you finish each verse, can you say the next, like Genesis 7, 1, 7, 2, like that?
I can.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Genesis 7 and 7. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Verse 8. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 9. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. Verse 10. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Verse 11. In the 600 years of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Verse 12. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 13. In the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with him into the ark. 14. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. Verse 15. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two, of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Verse 16. And they that went in male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. Verse 18. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. 19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. Verse 20. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. Verse 21. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle, and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. Verse 22. All in those nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry and died. Verse 23. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Verse 24, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautifully read. Thank you so much. That was excellent. Excellent readers, wonderful singers. We thank God for each one of you. All right now. Okay.
Thank you.
We had homework. Our homework was to read Genesis 7th chapter every day and write out 5 questions and answers. Who wants to start first with their questions and answers? I want you to do 3 of them. 3 questions and answers. State your name, please.
I would like to, Stephanie, I would like to start.
Okay.
Question number one, how many clean beasts was Moses to collect for the ark?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it again? How many what?
How many clean beasts was Moses to collect for the ark?
All right, how many clean beasts was Moses to collect from the ark? Who has the answer? State your name and the answer.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Okay.
She said how many clean beasts were taken by, well, they were taken by 7. Number 7, that's what you want, she meant?
Yes, correct.
All clean beasts were taken by the 7.
Okay. All right, thank you, Gloria Dean. Okay, you got 2 more, Sister Stephanie. Go ahead.
Okay, question number 2. How many cubits upward did the waters prevail?
How many cubits upward did the waters prevail?
Thelma.
All right, Genesis. Sister Thelma. Hold on. Sister Thelma, go ahead.
Genesis 7:20, 15 cubits.
That is correct.
What? Did the water prevail? And the mountain were covered.
Is that correct, Sister Stephanie, 15
yes,
cubits?
Yes,
all right. Thank you, Glory Dean. All right, she got one more question.
Yeah, 15 cubits.
Okay, thank you, Glory Dean. Yep. That's correct. All right, Stephanie?
Third and final question. How old was Moses when the floodwaters was upon the earth?
I didn't hear it.
How old? Can you repeat it? How old was Moses
when the floodwaters was upon the earth?
How old was Moses when the floodwaters...
Noah, y'all keep saying Moses. This is Noah.
She said Noah.
I'm sorry. It is Noah. I am sorry.
Okay, she said ask the question again.
How old was Noah when the floodwaters was upon the earth?
All right.
Gloria Dean.
Thelma.
All right, Gloria Dean, and then Thelma. Go ahead.
We have chapter 7 and verse 6, and it says that Noah was 600 years old when the flood water came upon the earth.
All right, Glory Dean, is that what you're going to say? Glory Dean?
I kind of missed that one. I had the wrong answer.
Okay.
It's verse number 6 in chapter 7, and it says that Noah was 600 years old when the flood water came upon the earth.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Very good. Who's ready to do your questions? Thank
but
you, Sister Stephanie.
She had all mine.
Okay, that's okay, but you can still at least. All right, it was 5 of them you had to do. So do 2 that she didn't do.
Well, I didn't complete the other 2.
Oh, I got you. Okay, Glory Dean, you got yours.
I could give 2. I'm sorry, I did 2.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, number 2. In whose nostrils was the breath of life?
All right. The question is, whose nostrils was the breath of life?
Stephanie, all.
Who?
All.
All?
And they were all, that's right, all of them, they were dry ground, dry land. And the next question is, how long did the waters prevail upon the earth?
Yeah. Right. Anybody have the answer? How long did the waters prevail upon the earth?
150 days.
All right. You got to state your name. Sister Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Days. Is that correct, Glory Dean?
Yeah, that was right.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Got any questions? All right, well, I'm going to do mine. My question was, who was on the ark with Noah? Who was on the ark with Noah?
Stephanie, his wife, his sons, and his sons' wives.
How many sons did he have?
3.
Good job. Hey, excellent. All right, good job. All right, my second question. Who else was on the ark with Noah and his family? State your name and give the answer. I'm sorry, state your name and give
the
answer. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Gloria Dean.
Stephanie, the angel.
Okay.
All right, Gloria Dean, what did you say?
No, I didn't get that, the part with the angel. I didn't get that. And
don't worry about it. Stephanie, what was the answer?
The animal.
Hold on, Brian. Stephanie, what was the answer?
The animals.
Yeah, the animals, okay. So it was clean beast, 7, male and female, unclean beast, 2x2, male and female. What'd you say, Brian?
I was going to say the same thing.
All right. You can say it again. Go ahead.
itself. So seven of every clean beast, two are those that were unclean, and then seven of the fowls of the air.
Okay. And what were they? Were they all male or all female?
Male and female.
Stephanie.
Male and female. Okay. One more question. Why did Father God say he wanted fowls of the air and so on the earth?
Stephanie, to plant seed that they may return to the earth.
That's it. So they plant seeds. And what are the seeds for? Why you got to plant seeds?
Yeah, for a living.
To reproduce.
Reproduce what?
Their kind. Them.
All of mankind and all of animal kind, Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, you know what the fowls do? They, you ever had a tree or something in your yard, and you didn't know where it came from? Sometimes they plant seeds. They spread seeds all over. So that's for food, too. I'm saying it's for food, too. All right. So. Okay. Somebody's shuffling their books over there. I'll wait till you finish. All right. Thank you all. All right. So. Genesis chapter 7, we're going to be concentrating on that for a minute. When we eat food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it nourishes and strengthens our physical body. If we do not eat, you know, like when we're fasting, our bodies begin to lose nutrients. So we have to eat eventually. Eventually, our bodies begin to break down, and we get physically sick. Illness of all kinds set in our body, like cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, bone problems, and so on, eye problems. But thank God we don't have any of those. So when we do not feed our souls, our inner man, the part of where God, where Jesus and the Holy Spirit live, we begin to break down, we begin to get weak spiritually. And spiritually, if we don't start feeding our souls, we begin to die. Who could tell me some ways that we feed our souls? State your name and the answer.
Brian, by reading the word.
Okay, good. By reading the word. Somebody else, what else? What other way do we feed our souls?
Stephanie, by fasting.
I'm meditating on the word of God day and night.
All right. All right, by reading the word. Thelma said, meditate on it day and night. Sister Stephanie, what did you say?
Fasting.
All right, fasting. What other way?
That's the praying.
All right, someone said they're praying. What else?
Did somebody say Gloria Dean?
Gloria
Dean. I don't know if they said it or not because the loudspeaker came in on here. To meditate.
I heard you. Go ahead,
babe. As we read the word, meditate on the word as we read it.
Uh-huh. What else? It's the main thing we're leaving out. 2 Timothy 2:15 is the answer. Look it up if you don't know it.
Yeah. So go by the word there. Yeah.
2 Timothy 2:15.
2 Timothy 2:15.
Brian,
Esther, I
want to
say just study.
Okay, read 2 Timothy 2:15. You got your Bible, Brian?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Who's going to read it? 2 Timothy. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, ma'am. So 2 Timothy 2:15 says that we should study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen. That's what it says. So, yeah, we could pray. We could read the word. We could meditate on the word. But we got to do what, Brian?
Study.
To be pleasing to God. God is pleased when we study the word. We could read the word, but when we study the word, it gets written on the tables of our heart. All right, so we got to read the word, study the word. We got to pray, meditate on the word. And what else is going to keep us alive? This kept Adam and Eve alive. What did they do every day?
Oh, they did that already. Huh?
Glory Dean. What did Adam and Eve do in the garden, Glory Dean?
Oh, I probably said it wrong. They talked with God. They prayed, I would say.
Okay, they talked with God, and they did something else with God. What did they do?
Brian, they walked with him as well.
All right, they walked with him. What else? Something.
They ate the fruit of the trees.
No, before that, when they were with God, when God came to meet with them every day, what did they do with him?
Oh.
Say it again.
They
talk with him about something else very, very, very important that we have to do. What is that?
I think it's Gloria Dean. He gave them some clothes to put on.
No, back up. When God looked for Adam and Eve every day, why did he look for them? Why was he looking for them? What did he want to do with them?
Gloria Dean,
okay, I'm still listening for a word he did with them every day when he met with them.
He communed with them.
What does that mean?
Fellowship.
What does that mean?
He talked with them.
Talked with them, hallelujah. He talked with them every day. That's why he said, Adam, where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? He was talking to them. So that's what we got to listen for. We can study the word, read the word, meditate on the word, but we got to listen to God. He talked to them every day. He told Adam, listen, Adam, make sure you don't eat of that tree of good and evil in the midst of the garden. He talked to him. He communicated with them. They listened to him. So we got to do the same thing. We can read the word, study the word, pray the word, meditate, but we got to listen to God. That's the point where we miss. Because God comes to meet with us every day, just like he did Adam and Eve. But sometimes we're too busy, and we miss him. He's like, Carita, where are you? Where are you, Sister G? I'm looking for you. And I'm, you know, if I sinned, I'm hiding from him. If we sin, we hiding from him. But we got to listen to God every day. He's talking. He's still talking to us. Now, there's a time when something happened, like it happened to Adam and Eve, where they did something and they weren't listening to him. They didn't go to meet with him. Why didn't they go to meet with God in the midst of the garden?
Because Gloria D didn't
Take
have
your
any
name, clothes
go ahead.
Because of what?
They didn't meet with
God.
Gloria Dean, they were so ashamed because they didn't have any clothes on.
No, this was before that. Why didn't they meet with God? Somebody know the answer. Why didn't they meet with God like they normally do every day?
Brian.
Stephanie, because they were afraid.
Well, what's that called when you don't listen to what God commands?
Disobedience.
Sin is sin. And sin is disobedience. It's S-I-N. They sinned by disobeying God. Yes. So when we sin, we be hiding from him. We like, Lord, yeah, I stole that cookie right there. And you be hiding from him. You don't want him to know. But he's omnipresent. What does that mean? He's omnipresent.
He's everywhere at all times.
He knows everything.
Everywhere.
Yes, he's everywhere at the same time. So he's in Metairie with Glory Dean. He's in New Orleans with Vivian. He's in New Orleans with Esther. He's in Jacksonville with Thelma and Brian and me. He's with us. What does word say? He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. So Adam and Eve became spiritually weak, dead, when they sinned. So it happens to us. When we disobey God, we disconnect ourselves from God by sinning. So turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 7. When we sin, we disconnect ourselves from God. So what do we have to do to reconnect to God? What do we have to do to reconnect
Stephanie.
To him?
Stephanie, repent.
Hold up. Stephanie first. Go ahead, Stephanie.
We have to repent and turn from those ways. Do not go back to what the original sin was.
Okay. All right. Esther, what'd you say?
I'd say almost the same thing, repent and ask for forgiveness.
Okay. Now, is repentance just words? What is it? What is at the heart of repentance?
So repentance means being sorrowful.
Okay. Ryan, what'd you say?
Willingness to change.
Yeah, we got to change. We can't keep doing that. You know, Adam and Eve didn't keep going back to that tree of good and evil. They didn't keep going back and keep going back and keep going back. They changed.
Yeah.
But what comes along when we sin? Something comes along with sin. What is that?
Amen. Praise God. This Vivian, death.
All right,
death.
Mm-hmm. A spiritual death. Yes, we die spiritually, but we can reconnect to God when we repent, but something comes along with that. What comes along with it? This comes
that's,
along with it. All right, hold on. Glory Dean and then Esther. Go ahead, Glory Dean.
What comes along with forgiveness? I mean,
with
what comes along with repentance is forgiveness.
Uh-huh. So something comes along with sin. When we do good, something comes with that. When we sin, something comes with that. What's that?
Amen. Oh. Curses.
Okay. Yes. Curses. It is consequences. You tell your child, look here. I do not want you playing in that mud hole. And they do it. You get that switch and you tear their leg. Consequences come when we sin. Yeah, consequences come. So we got to know, even though we sin, we repent, consequences coming. That's why we don't like, God forgive us. He forgives us, but then consequences come. So God gave Noah his divine direction. He told Noah, I want you to go in the ark. And then he went in the ark. Why did God choose Noah? It was lots of people on the earth. Why did he choose Noah? State your name and the answer.
Stephanie, because that's the father said he has seen non-righteous in his generation.
Okay. Brian said he found grace in the face of God. Stephanie, what did you say?
As God put it, thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation, when he was speaking
okay,
to
so
Noah.
Okay, so put it in your own words.
Noah was a righteous man.
Okay, what is righteous?
I don't want to say sinless, but basically sinless sinless.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't mean he was perfect. He had faults, but he chose to follow and do what God said. Now, just think, if he hadn't done what God told him to do, we wouldn't be here today, and he would have died too. What did God tell Noah to do? State your name and the answer.
Stephanie, he commanded Noah to build the ark, collect the animals, and have his family on hand in the ark as well.
Amen.
He was obedient to the word.
Amen.
Okay. Good job. Good job. Yes. He told him what to do, and Noah did everything that God told. God knew that he could go to Noah and say, Noah, I'm going to destroy the earth, and these are the things that I want you to do. And Noah, now look here. Suppose he had used another wood other than what God said. The ark would have flooded. It would have sank, and they would have died because he chose the type of wood. He chose the measurements. He did everything God told him to do. Now, I want to ask you a question. You don't have to answer. Just think about it. What has God spoken to you lately about your ark of safety? what has he spoken to you lately about your ark of safety? Thus far, we've been safe in the ark of God from the coronavirus. He's provided for our needs, same thing he did for Noah. So you think about it. What has God spoken to you lately about your ark of safety? How has he kept you safe? Just think about it. It's not a question to answer. All right? What direction is God speaking? What directions? These are questions for thought, not to answer. What directions is God speaking to you? All right. Would someone find Psalms 37:23? God gives us directions, and he wants us to follow those directions. Psalm 37. Someone find it for me. When you get it, just say, I have it, but hold it for a minute.
I have it.
All right, hold on to Hold on to it, please. All right, just a second. Don't read it yet. Psalm 37. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Psalm 37. I'm still looking for it. 23. All right. So.
23.
Yes, yes. So, what direction is God speaking to you? God directs us. All right. Esther, you go ahead and read yours first.
It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way.
All right. Psalms 37:23. Read it, Glory Dean.
Okay. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Praise God.
Amen, amen. So the children of God, God directs our steps. Do you ever say, sometime you be trying to go somewhere, and you said, gee, I wanted to get there by 2, but it's 5 o'clock, and I can't seem to get out the house. God may be directing your steps. He may be slowing you down, divine delay. You don't know. Maybe it's something you had to do in the house and you forgot or whatever. It could be anything. But God orders the steps of his children. All right? God orders our steps. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, does good mean perfect, that we do everything perfect? No.
No.
God guides us even when we're not aware of it. He gives us divine favor. All right. Brian, you still got your Bible?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you find Psalms chapter 5? Everybody can find it, but I'm going to ask Brian to read it. Psalms chapter 5, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
All right. Does everyone have it? Psalms chapter 5, verse 12. Hold on, Brian.
He got it.
All right. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, ma'am. So verse 12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compassion as with the shield.
All right. Yeah, he gives us favor. He blessed the righteous people. It don't mean we perfect. It just means we're like Noah. We do our best to obey God and do everything he tells us to do. All right. So I want to ask you a question. From everything that we've been studying about Noah, what qualities do you think Noah had that had God choose him out of all the people? We did touch on that a few minutes ago. But what qualities? Name some of them.
Stephanie, okay. He was obedient.
Yes, he was righteous. He was obedient. What else? State your name and the answer.
Thelma, okay. He was willing.
Yes, he had a willing
act.
Yes. What else?
Brian, he listened to God.
Yes, he obeyed God. He feared God. That's what we're to do. We're to fear God, reverence him. Reverence him. If God stepped in your house or where you are right now, I don't know about you, but I bow down low as I could get. I mean, if I'm standing up, I'm going to bow down as low as I could get. I'm a reverend too.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And I see in the fifth verse, it says, and God did according to all that the Lord commanded him. So I guess that's
yes.
the same as obedience. Yeah, same as obedience.
Yes, Noah did. Thank you. He was a blameless man, meaning, you know, he did everything God wanted him to do. He walked with God. When you walk with God, what do you do? State your name and the answer. When you walk with God, what do you do? We talked about that about 5 minutes ago, Thelma.
When you walk with God, you obey him.
Yes, what else? Before you can obey him, you got to do this. What do you got to do?
Stephanie, listen to him. You must hear him.
Listen to him. Yes, Stephanie. Yes, Thelma. You got to listen to him. You can't obey God if you don't know what to obey. You got to consult him. Father, what is it you want of me today? All right. So this is a thought question. You don't have to answer. Food for thought. What qualities do you have that Noah had? Don't answer. Just think about it. How is 2020 like the days when Noah lived? How is this year, 2020, like the days when Noah lived? Hello?
You want me to answer that? Do you want me to answer?
Your name and who and the answer? Yes. Is that Vivian?
Yes, ma'am, the Vivian.
Okay, go ahead.
During the days of Noah, there was all kind of corruption, and there was killing and homosexuals and all that kind of stuff, lesbians.
Yes, very good. Who else? Good job, Vivian. Corruption.
Stephanie, they drank.
Homosexuality.
They
what
drank.
Else?
They
I didn't hear your
Stephanie,
name.
Stephanie,
what was it?
They drank. They
okay.
drank. They did drugs. They were whoremongers. They were
okay.
just complete sinners.
Yes.
They took God's name in vain.
Mhm. All right. Yep, they did all everything
did,
going on
yes,
now.
They did stuff with money. They did
I'm sorry,
stuff
speak your
money.
Name and the answer. Someone was talking, but I don't know who you were.
Esther, they were gambling.
Gambling, yes. Everything we're doing today, yes. Gambling. Thank you, Esther. All right. So, now, God sent rain to the earth. Now, did those people believe when Noah was telling them, do they believe in that God was going to send rain? When Noah said, it's going to rain, do you believe? Did they believe him?
Stephanie, the sinners did not. The sinners did not believe in him, but his sons did.
Yes. No, the people outside, his family, they didn't believe him. They laughed at him. Why did they laugh at Noah? Why didn't they believe him?
Gloria Dean. Because they have heard it before, so they didn't think about where it didn't happen all the time. They didn't say it, so it never happened, so they didn't believe.
Yeah, and what happened? Okay, somebody else add to that. Had it ever rained before? Had it ever rained before?
No.
No.
Had never seen rain come from the heaven.
They had never had rain at all before. Nowhere.
Never.
It never rained before. So they thought, no, oh, man, you know, now. Now, listen to me. If God had told you, listen. If God had told you the coronavirus was coming in 2020 and you started telling people, do you think they would have believed you?
No.
No.
No. I hear nobody. I hear no name.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stephanie, no. Most of those people didn't believe
all right,
in Delma God.
Said
anyway,
no,
so.
Stephanie. I don't think they would. No. Now. It was prophesied in the Bible that the coronavirus was going to be here. Why? Because of disobedience. Who knows what the scripture is?
That will be Revelation. Oh God, I can't remember the chapter of it, but I know it's in Revelation.
All right, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Oh, that's what you want. Okay.
2 Chronicles chapter 7. Let's go there. I'm turning in now, so you guys go there too. You know it's Bible study, so we got to study the Bible. 2 Chronicles. You guys are doing a great job. I mean, God has really prepared you up. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Let's look at verse 12. Brian, you have it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. 2 Chronicles chapter 12, chapter 7, verse 12. Read 12, Brian.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 12 reads as such, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice.
All right. Who else has it? Thank you, Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else have that chapter? 7?
Stephanie, yes, I do.
Right. Would you read 13, Stephanie?
13, and it reads, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people.
All right, there you go, right there. What is pestilence?
Diseases.
It's a fatal epidemic disease. So he talked about it in the Word. So why did he say that he would send a pestilence?
Because man is.
I'm sorry. We got some kind of noise in the background. Okay, Esther, go ahead.
Esther, because we would sin, we would not live according to his word. We would do our own thing. We would do all of the things that was happening in Noah's days.
Right. We would disobey God. And
right.
Haven't we been disobedient? God has been patient. He has been patient, but we have been disobedient. We've been murdering babies. We've been, kidnapping children. We've been, doing crimes to go to prison. We've had addictions of drugs and alcohol and violence and crime and prostitution and just everything under the sun you could think of. Now, there was another time during Sodom and Gomorrah that these things that's happening now happened, and during the time of Noah. So God said, look, if you don't obey me, I'm going to send a pestilence among the people. Now, that's the Bible, 1 Corinthians. Remember, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 13, pestilence is in the Bible. So he sent it because the people were disobedient. He sent it because the people were disobedient. They were hard-headed, stubborn, rebellious, just rebel. So, God ain't did nothing. We just keep on sinning. He didn't do nothing about that. Yeah, we keep on sinning. I robbed the bank. He didn't chastise me. Oh, yeah, I murdered somebody. He didn't chastise me. Oh, yeah, I stole a car. He didn't chastise me. But you know what? Payback coming. Payback coming. God says, don't you worry. I take vengeance on those who take vengeance against me. God is the one who's going to avenge the wrongdoers. So we don't have to worry. Payback coming. So we've been not listening. God has been sending prophets to tell us the pestilence is coming. The pestilence is coming. You think we listen? No. Uh-uh. We're like, oh, yeah, okay. We just let it go over our head. We ain't paying no attention. It was prophesied by many people. But I'm telling you, I didn't hear it. Most of us didn't pay attention because otherwise we would have been telling each other, get some food in your house. Do this and do the other. Now, I'm telling you, I was in Hurricane Katrina, so we had a little bit of time to get ready. Yeah, before the flood came, before the hurricane came, because really there was no flood from the water. So what did God say he's not going to do again?
Stephanie, he destroyed the earth with water.
By what? By water.
By
again.
Water, Stephanie.
Yes. So when we think, oh, my God, you know, it could be flooding, tsunamis. Uh-uh. That's not how you're going to destroy the earth. Nope.
No, you're not going to do it like that.
Say that again.
Gloria Dean said he's not going to use floodwaters. We have any things happening now, but that's not the way he's going to do it in the world, not with water.
Okay.
But with consuming fire.
All right. Now, who can tell me? Personal wickedness has to do with what we do in this flesh. Worldwide wickedness is what the mass number of people do. That's what happened during Noah's time. It was a worldwide wickedness. Wickedness is evil and sin and, you know, all of those things. Now, God sent some natural disasters to the earth during the time of Moses. What were some of those natural disasters that came up during the time of Moses?
Kind of stuff.
Turn the water in the blood.
That's it. Turn the water in the blood. What else? It was 10 of those natural disasters. Good job, Brian.
Stephanie,
Vivian.
The locust.
All right. Stephanie, locust, Vivian, what'd you say?
Vivian, flies and frogs and...
Yes.
Yeah, something else I had in my mind. Now it's gone.
Okay.
All of them. Mm.
Yes. So now we commit personal sin, which God chastised us personally. But, you know, when there's a worldwide wickedness, what happened to the world when the pandemic came? Everybody. I mean, I didn't hear of any country that didn't have it. Did y'all?
No.
I didn't hear of any country.
Right.
That, you know, it wasn't like we could run and hide. No. I mean, it was worldwide. Say that again.
There was no place to run, neither hide.
No. Yeah, so you couldn't just hop a plane and go to China because it was there, too. You couldn't hop a plane and go to South America because pandemic was there, too. Anywhere you wanted to go in the world, it was there. So I guess God said, well, look here. I did things in America, but this is going to be a worldwide thing. Someone else was speaking, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying? All right, there's two types of wickedness. Natural wickedness, where there's like earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, all those floods and all that. Now, there is a moral wickedness, a type of evil that is acted out by human beings. And those things. Go ahead, Esther.
That's the sexual immorality.
Yes. All right. Yes, those are things that human beings do. So there's a natural disaster that, you know, that come up as well. So we should be ready at all times for the coming of the Lord. So God say, I come as a what in the night? State your name and the answer.
Stephanie, a thief.
A thief in the night. Yeah, in the night. Somebody else answer. Was that you, Esther?
Yes.
Yes. All right, he'll come as a thief in the night. Now, does the thief tell you when they come into your house? No. When they're going to take your car, when they're going to come in your house. They don't tell you. So God said he's going to come as a thief in the night. Now, our time is short, but eternity is forever. So we must decide where we want to spend eternity. Look here, we're going to spend eternity. We're never going to die. This flesh is going to die, but our spirit is never going to die. So we have to decide where we want to spend eternity. Noah decided that, you know, he wanted to obey God. He knew where he wanted to spend eternity with God. So we have to make preparation. If we are preparing to go to hell to spend eternity, we don't have to do anything. We just agree with what the devil wants us to do every day. The devil said, deny God, deny God. Yep, do it. Deny God. And then you know where you're going to spend eternity, with the devil and all of his imps and angels. All right. So if we agree with the devil, we're going to deny God. And that you know, when we deny God, we don't say, Lord, I ain't going to pray. No. Lord, I ain't going to spend quality time with you. No. I ain't going to study your word, Lord. No. I ain't going to praise you, Lord. No, I ain't going to give you thanks. No, it just happens. You don't plan, someone's shuffling some kind of papers or something.
Hello?
Thank you. I'm sorry, someone was shuffling papers. I was waiting for them to get finished. You can put your phone on mute if you want when you're moving, you know, when you're moving around, because the radio picks up all sound. All right. So if we are preparing to spend eternity with our Creator God, our Heavenly Father, you know, we got to prepare ourselves. We got to repent, not just with words, but changing our lives. Change your life. You know, if you lie, stop lying. Don't say, oops, I slipped. I told one white lie. I know God's going to forgive me. Yeah, okay. All right. And we got to repent, turn towards Jesus. Lord, when I wake up in the morning, say, Lord, what you want me to do today? How do you want me to live today? What do you have for me to do today? And then we have to do like Daniel, purpose in our heart to obey God. Daniel purposed in his heart that he wasn't going to sin against God. So we got to now, the way we have help to stop us from sinning, what is our help that stops us from sinning? State your name. Give me the answer. What's our help?
Brian. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Yes. It will let us know, Caritha, you are going the wrong way. Turn around. Not halfway, turn all the way around. All right. So also, we got to love God, each other, and like we love ourselves. Now, I'm telling you, you know, God told us, he said, listen here, Caritha. If you say you love me and you don't love Thelma, you're lying. If you say you love me and you don't love Stephanie, you're lying. If you say you love me, you don't love Esther, you're lying. If you say you love me and you don't love Brian, you're lying. If you say you love me and you don't love Gloria Dean, you're lying. If you say you love me and you don't love Vivian, you're lying. So let's get real. Don't you know God knows our heart? So we can't fool him and say, oh, yeah, you know, some people be hugging each other at church and they have a frown on their face because they ain't hugging. They're not hugging because they love them. Uh-uh. Oh, I remember she did this to me in 1927. Yeah, but you know what? They look cross-eyed at me in 1955. And we hold all that stuff. We got to, I'm including myself. We got to let that stuff go. When we love God, we ain't going to say, God, you did this to me and I'm holding it against you. We know better. We know better. So we got to spend time reading the word, the Bible. The Bible, B is for basic, I for instruction, B for before, L for leaving, E for earth. Basic instructions before leaving the earth. We got to study the word, spend time in the word. We got to spend time like Adam and Eve did. They came, every day they was looking for God to come. Oh, yeah, the Heavenly Father, the one who created me, he going to talk to me today. He going to be talking to me. We got to run in his presence, run in the secret place. Lord, here I am, Lord, here I am. He said, yep, I was waiting on y'all. I was waiting on you, Brian. I was waiting on you, Glory Dean. I was waiting on you, Esther Thelma. I was waiting on you, Vivia. He be waiting on us. Do you think he get disappointed when we don't show up? He said, oh, Lord, I'm going to be there at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, you say, oh, Lord, let me just wash the dishes. Oh, Lord, let me run to the grocery store. Oh, Lord, my grandbaby calling me. Oh, Lord, let me just mow the grass. Lord, let me talk to my friend on the phone. We put everything before God. We have to organize ourselves in such a way that we say, okay, Lord, this is the time I'm going to set aside for you so I know when you come. I'm going to know when you're going to come because you're going to be waiting on me. I'm going to be here, Lord. So we got to spend time studying the word, spend time in the secret place, listening to God. We give him a list of things every day. Lord, bless my children. Lord, provide for me, Lord God. And don't you know he's faithful? But are we faithful to him? So this is what the Lord said. This is the other part we forget. He said, go ye into all the world and tell people that I love them, that Jesus loved them. Oh, yeah, we don't have to go to Russia and China. We could go on the same block where we live and tell somebody, Jesus love you. Jesus care about you. Jesus said in his word, but you got to know what he said to tell him. I thank God for you all. You all are such great people. I appreciate you all. Well, we're going to be ending up soon, but I want to ask you a question. How many days did God said he would cause it to rain upon the earth?
Gloria Dean.
Esther.
Gloria Dean, go ahead. Gloria Dean, first, say the answer.
I think I'm right. Say 40 days and 40 nights.
Good. All right. Good job. Esther?
That's what I was going to say, 40 days and 40 nights.
Okay. It's okay. We can still say the same answer. It's okay. All right. 40 days and 40 nights. Numbers are very, very important to God. Numbers are very important to God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 7, verse 2. Genesis chapter 7, verse 2.
Let's turn back. Okay.
All right, Glardine, you want to read it or somebody want to read it?
Well, I have it. 7 and 2.
Read it, baby.
Genesis, number 2, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee. Oh, wait, you talking about 7 and 2, Genesis?
You're reading it right. Go ahead.
Oh, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female.
All right. So he talked about seven. He talked about two. What is the number seven? What's the meaning of the number seven?
Seven
is completion.
All right, I heard Gloria Dean. What'd you say, Gloria Dean?
Completion.
Completion. I heard somebody else, but I didn't hear your name. What'd you say?
Esther. I stated my name.
I'm sorry. You know, two people were talking at one time, but I couldn't hear both names, so could you say it again?
Esther. Completion.
Yes. The number seven is the number of completion. So God completed his work in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. All right. So the two in verse 7, Genesis 7, 2, the two is mentioned. What does two represent? State your name. God. Give the answer.
What does two represent?
State your name and give the answer. You got to talk loud. What does two mean? Just think about two in the Bible. In Genesis, think about two.
Okay, hold on.
All
baby,
right.
Two the same time.
Huh?
The same.
All right. You said the same kind. Who else?
Brian. I want to say union.
Excellent. Union. Anybody else? All right, so union, and it also means division. All right, so in the Bible, union, at first union was between Adam and Eve. It was two of them, okay? And then during the time of Noah, it was like two of every kind of animal. So it has to do with union and division. All right, there was a man and a woman. All right. Two also represents something concerning the Bible. We've been studying that for a while. What was that? There are blank what? Hello? How many parts to the Bible are there?
Two.
Right, two parts.
The New and the Old Testament.
Yes, two parts to the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament. All right? Old Testament and the New Testament. So,
yeah.
Who can tell me how many books of the law are there?
Brian, there are five books.
All right, good
five
job.
Books of
five
law.
Books of the law. Good, Stephanie. Five books of the law. All right. Now, what is the next group of books called? It's 12 of them. What are those called?
Stephanie, the books of history.
Yes.
History.
Okay, Thelma and Stephanie, good. Books of history. Okay. All right. Now, how many books of poetry are there?
Brian, I want to say four.
You're close. How many books of poetry?
Five books of poetry.
All right, five books of poetry.
Five.
Yes, five books of poetry. Now, which one of those books of the books of poetry is known as the Book of Wisdom? Which one?
Brian, the Book of Proverbs.
Yes, Proverbs.
Book of Proverbs.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Book of Proverbs, okay. All right. Okay, now, how many major prophets are there?
Stephanie, there are five major prophets.
Five major prophets, okay. All right. Which of those five major prophets, which one was put into a lion's den?
Stephanie, Daniel.
Daniel, yes. Daniel. All right. So there are 12 minor prophets. Who can name them?
Stephanie, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jordan, Micah, Nahum, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
All right. I think you skipped one. Maybe you said it, but I didn't know. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. You may have said them all, but I didn't catch some of them. All right? So which one of those minor prophets was caught up in the belly of a big fish?
Stephanie, Jonah.
Jonah, yes, thank you. All right, Stephanie, go ahead, say it.
I said Jonah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the sound doesn't always come clear, so don't worry. It's not you, it's me. All right, you guys did good. Now, homework, same chapter, different questions this time, five different questions. Read chapter 7, 1 through 24 every day. Pray every day. Now, this is what we have to pray about, that distractions will be removed from us. Distractions. You know, I'm telling you, sometimes I can get distracted all day. Sometimes the Lord will tell me, he say, I want you to turn that phone off. I don't want you to put it on silent. I want you to shut it off until I tell you. Sometimes he had me early in the morning. He said, shut it off till 5 o'clock. I have to shut it off. Can't answer the phone. Can't talk on the phone. Can't get text message. Can't do this. Go to Facebook. None of that. Got to shut it down. So that way, I'm not distracted by that. But I have to be careful that, you know, my stomach ain't causing me to get distracted. Oh, God, I got to eat now. I was going to spend time with you. No, I got to press my way and avoid those distractions. All right? Proverbs 16:3. Commit our way to the Lord. Whatever we do, commit our way to the Lord, and he will establish our plan. Plans to succeed. Every day we make plans and give them to God. We say, Lord, I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to listen to your voice. Help me. Help me, Lord. So he'll establish our plans. Colossians 3:22 says, whatever you do, do whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not to me. So we got to do whatever we do for the Lord. Everything we do, we got to do it unto the Lord. So it's prayer time. It is prayer time. Okay, I want to ask you a question. Now, we've been praying and praying and praying and praying every week. Has God answered any of those prayers that we have been praying on here for you? Any prayer that you've asked, Lord, bless my children. Lord, provide this. Lord, heal my body. Has God answered any prayer for you? Anybody want to state a prayer that God? Yes.
Yes, this is Stephanie. Yes, I asked for discernment, and I have received.
Amen. Amen. Discernment, and that's what we need, to discern good from evil, to hear His voice. All right. So you want to break it down just a little bit, Sister Stephanie, for us?
It's like you just said. I'm able now to hear His voice. And to be obedient to that voice, I'm able to pick up my word and clear my mind of distractions and read the word and study the word and completely understand what was going on in what I read and how I can apply it into my everyday life.
Wow, that's a big answer. That's a big blessing. Amen. Anybody else? How has God... Has God answered, you know, we've been on here for months now. Has God answered any of your prayers that you want to share with us today? All right. Well, we keep praying. He answers now. I know sometimes God answered prayers for me long. I prayed for years when I was a teenager that my brother would be saved. And I was a teenager, but when I was in my 40s, my brother got saved. I was right there to witness it. Gave his life to the Lord. So it is prayer time. Now, I'm going to ask for that you pray, ask prayers for someone, you know, maybe somebody going through the coronavirus. Not the same prayers that we pray all the time. You know, just state your name, give your prayer request. And we're going to be praying.
Stephanie, I would like to have prayer requests for my roommate. Her name is Donna Bunker. They found a hematoma on her brain, and she's had some other health issues, and right now she's in a rehab. So I would definitely like to keep her lifted up in prayer.
Okay. Right, all right, all right. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Anybody else? Prayer requests.
Oh, prayer, Gloria Dean. Prayer for my daughter, Karen. Yes, she begins to feel better. She'll be going to the doctor for certain things happening in her life. And she just sometimes just don't feel herself. She doesn't feel good. But she goes on and on laughing. And you think nothing is wrong. But I know she feels kind of bad inside. And different things are going on with her. And she goes to the hospital. And also what can be caught. Which you can really start feeling better. And the main thing, too, is like that sinus-like, you know, and all of that could be part of her problem.
All right. Okay. Okay, good. So you're for your daughter. All right. We got healing. All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Gordon. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Sister Vivian for sinus and allergies.
Okay. That's healing for sinuses, okay. Allergies. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right. Okay. Sister Vivian, could you pray for Stephanie's roommate, Donna? She has had problems in the brain, and she needs a total healing in her body.
Father God, right now, Lord God, as we lift up Donna to you, Lord God,
God, you know everything that's going on in her brain, God. Father, I pray that she will cry out forgiveness, oh God, for any sin that she have committed or omitted, Lord. And Father, we are believing, Father God, with her right now that this will, oh God, dissolve, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, when she acknowledge you, who you are to her, oh God. You love her, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, no matter what state she's in, God, you still love her, God. And Lord, we pray right now a healing touch, oh God, will flow through her head, God, as it did my sister, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, she was healed, oh God, from even though she had surgery, she went back and she's vibrant than ever. Father, I believe that right now for Donna, God, Lord God, that anything the devil has meant for her, God, a bad, oh God, Lord God, you are turning everything around for her good because she acknowledged you. And God, you're the healer, Lord God. You're the master one that she could run to, Lord God. And Lord, as the prayers go up for her, God, healing virtue flow through her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Sister Thelma, can you pray for Glory Dean's daughter? She's dealing with some allergies, sinus problems. You know, a lot of things are going on in the atmosphere now that hadn't been going on. So a lot of us are dealing with stuff in the air, and even certain foods will block you up. So I'm going to ask you to pray for Glory Dean's daughter, Karen.
Carita, also.
Hold on, Glory. Hold on. Wait, Thelma. Wait, hold up. I'm sorry, Glory Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, in that same prayer also, I forgot to add, there are foods that she eats she cannot even eat anymore.
Okay. So that's allergies. Okay. Yeah, that's allergies. So we can hardly hear you, Sister Thelma. I'm sorry, Brian, were you saying something? Okay. All right, Sister Thelma, if you could put your mouth directly in the phone and speak just a little bit louder. Okay, go ahead and pray for Glory Dean's daughter.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Father God, because through all knowing, all seeing, and all hearing God, God, you've heard the prayer request for that her daughter's allergies, God. You the only one has the power to cleanse and to purify her body that she can breathe and be healthy. And Lord, we believe that you're going to clean and purify her body that she would be able to breathe and be healthy and can eat whatever she needs to eat, Father God. And if it's the food that she's eating, Lord, let her know what it is. Every time she eat it, God, that she would know what food it is that she needs to remove from her diet. So, Father God, we believe in God without a shadow of doubt because you being God, and you are able to do anything and all things. So, Father, we are so thankful, God. We're going to call her healed and delivered from all those allergy problems. In Jesus' name we say thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
That was nice and loud.
Thank you, Sister Thelma. All right. Brother Brian, would you like to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you pray for Sister Vivian, healing from sinus problems, allergies?
Yes, ma'am. As always, it's got to thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. Right now, I pray for Sister Vivian. I pray that you will continue to come in her life, you will continue to encourage her, Lord, and that you will heal her, Lord, because as you say in your word, you am that you am. You are anything that you need us to be right now, Lord. So right now, we ask that you will heal her, Lord. As I always said, it's already done, Lord. You've already done this. You've already conquered it. I pray that in between times now that you will still look after her, Lord, that you will encourage her as always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. We're getting ready to close out. Does anybody have anything they want to say, add, while we're still on?
Sorry. I'm so nervous.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Brother Brian?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. All right. Anybody have anything they want to add before we close?
No,
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that you, the Most High God, joined us today. We lift up each and every person that joined us today, Lord God. I thank you for their families and them. I thank you for Mother Ivory, who was on earlier, for Sister Thelma, Esther, Gloria Dean, Stephanie, Vivian, and all their families, oh God, the people they ministered to, Lord God, Brother Brian, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're so grateful, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing. Lord, you have been so faithful to us, even when we're not faithful to you. We thank you for abundant mercy. We thank you for grace upon our lives, oh God. And, Lord, we thank you that you have spared us from the coronavirus. We thank you, Lord God. Father, we come crying out for those who have contacted the virus, that they would take up their beds and walk. They would be able to overcome this pestilence in their lives, oh God. And, Lord, I lift up baby Chloe, oh, God, who's now six, almost 7 months, had liver transplant, Lord God. We just thank you for the progress that you're doing, oh, God. We thank you for strengthening baby Chloe's body, Lord. Be with her parents and her sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we lift up those who usually come on, weren't able to come on today, and we just praise and honor you, Lord. Walk with us today, every day. Talk with us, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what your spirit is saying, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be obedient. In the name of Jesus, continually cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord God. Oh God, we lift up our nation before you, America, and we ask you for safety for those in leadership, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no war break out in our country, Lord God, in the inner city, in the streets, oh God, in the homes, oh God, that you will protect families, Father. And, Lord, we lift up the homeless before you, Father. Many homeless people, Lord God, do not have a place to lay their heads at night. Oh, God, that keep them safe. Keep them provided for, Lord God. Oh, God, you feed the birds of the air. How much more will you feed your children that you birthed into the air, into the earth? So, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us on the Bible study, midweek Bible study, Lord God, every Wednesday. We thank you for meeting with us. We thank you for the word that you are pouring deep inside of us, oh God. And so we bless and honor even things that weren't mentioned that need prayer for. We lift those situations up before you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, for unity in families, love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, and abundant supply. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, God, long-suffering, an abundant supply. And we thank you that you are Lord and that you hear our prayers. Help us to hear you when you speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I love you all. Talk to you all next Wednesday, if not before.
All right. Amen. Bless you all.
Love you too, Sister G.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Y'all too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Brother Brian?
Okay.